The Thunderbolts scored two runs in the ninth inning to send Thursday night's game into extra innings. But back-to-back Lake Erie home runs in the 10th sent Windy City to a 4-2 loss in the finale at Standard Bank Stadium this year. I'm Terry Bonadonna, and this is today's Windy City Thunderbolts podcast. Mike Recchia and Matt Smith were locked in a pitcher's duel early. The only man for either side to reach third base through seven innings was Chris Wade, who was left there when the Bolts stranded the bases loaded in the first. No one broke through on the scoreboard until the top of the eighth. Brian Erie singled and stood at second with two outs for Daniel Bowman, who singled him home, giving the Crushers a 1-0 lead. Lake Erie added to their lead in the ninth. Russ Moldenauer doubled and scored on a two-out, two-base hit from Robbie Kuzdale. In the bottom of the ninth, Brandon Decker singled and Ryan Cuneo doubled, putting runners at second and third with no outs against Jonathan Kuntis, who had not allowed a run in 23 innings. Decker scored on Zach Ox's grounder, and pinch runner Brandon Pearl stood at third base with two outs for Bob Glover.
Glover hits a grounder to third, out to left field. It's a base hit, and the game is tied at two. Bob Glover with a two-out RBI single has kept the Thunderbolts' dreams for the postseason alive.
In the top of the 10th, with two outs, Bowman did some damage again.
Fly ball, deep center field, hit by Bowman. West back to the track, at the wall, it's gone. Daniel Bowman again puts the Crushers in the lead, 3-2.
The next batter, Andrew Davis, homered as well and made it 4-2. The Bolts could not mount a rally in the 10th and fell by the 4-2 final. Kuntis picked up the win despite the blown save. Willie Kessler took the loss. Ben Klefczynski pitched the 10th for his first save. The Thunderbolts will go on the road for their final three games, trailing Florence by two games for the final playoff spot. Windy City will start their three-game set with River City on Friday night. I'm Terry Bonadonna. Thanks for listening to today's podcast.